वरुणन्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। उदारा सर्वे वैते ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तितस्य हि युक्तात्मा मामेवाहुत्तमाङ्गतिम्। उदारा सर्वे वैते ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तितस्य हि युक्तात्मा मामेवाहुत्तमाङ्गतिम्। बहूनां जन्मना मन्ते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते वासुदेवः सर्वमिति समहात्मासु दुर्लभः बहूनां जन्मनामन्ते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते वासुदेवः सर्वमिति समहात्मासु दुर्लभः। कामैस्तैस्तैर्हृतज्ञानाः प्रपद्यन्ते न्यदेवताः तं नियममास्ताय प्रकृत्या नियतास्वया कामैस्तैस्तैर्हृतज्ञानाः प्रपद्यन्ते न्यदेवताः तं नियममास्ताय प्रकृत्या नियताश्रया। यो यां तं भक्तः श्रद्धयार्चितुमिच्छति तस्याचलां श्रद्धां तामेव विदधाम्यहम्। यो यां तं भक्तः श्रद्धयार्चितुमिच्छति तस्याचलां श्रद्धां तामेव विदधाम्यहम्। सतया श्रद्धया युक्तः तस्याराधनमीहते लभते सततकामः लभते सततकामान् मयैव विहितान् हितान्। सतया श्रद्धया युक्तः तस्याराधनमीहते लभते सततकामान् मयैव विहितान् हितान्।
Chapter 7, verse 16, two verses, I think we have done 18, so in 16, he describes four kinds of devotees, virtual speech, yeah, bhaktas, worshippers of God. The first category is Aptarthi, Artha, Jignyasu, the last one is Jnani. Artarthi is one who goes to God. For him, God is a means. Actually, he is interested only in wealth. Artarthi. Then Artha, one who goes to God to remove the distress. some trouble that he's going through, he wants to get rid of that. So he uses God as a means. Then Jigyasu is only interested in information, knowing more and more. Please understand, God is absolutely unconditioned. When we talk about divinity, divinity is unconditioned. Information keeps on conditioning you. Therefore we say information needs to be digested so that it removes the existing conditioning. Otherwise you are putting more and more information. Already there is the wallpaper. So already there is a wallpaper. You are sticking one more wallpaper. Finally you stuck white paper. Which is white paper has been stuck. But that white paper is not the original wall color. There is a white paper stuck on everything. You understand? So there is a totally it's a totally different thing being a jnani. Jnani is the ultimate bhakta who has risen above all conditioning. He comes to me only for becoming myself. He is real seeker of truth. He is not interested in wealth. He is not interested in material things. Distress, he has no distress. Even if he has any distress, he is not going to bark for that reason. Similarly, he is not going to get more conditioned. He is going to God to become unconditioned. So we say spiritual learning is actually not learning, it is unlearning. Spiritual learning is unlearning, not learning. So he says, Tesham Jnani Nitya Yuktaha Yeka Bhaktir Vishishyate, in the next verse, 17. Of all these people, Tesham Jnani Nitya Yuktaha, this Jnani is centered eternally, Nitya means daily, eternally, in me. Nitya Yuktaha, centered in the Atma. He's become the Self itself. Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. He has become one with me. Eka Bhakti. Which I explained by the word unprostituting devotion. Please understand, God emerges and says, every being, every human being is God playing fool. What is God playing fool means? God with various masks. We are all wearing masks. When the masks are removed, there remains no more mask to be removed. Then we have become what? God. Children wear no mask. Isn't it? That is why always the centralized soul is compared to children. He is called as Balavat. They are absolutely innocent. They are unbelievably authentic. Incredibly pure. You understand? They don't pretend. Unpretentious. So Jnani is become a child. So when we are born, it is divinity in its expression, purest expression. Slowly we start wearing masks. In fact, the so-called education, the so-called building of intellect, in the name of education, we are becoming more and more uneducated. Real education, if you have, you will have that confidence, courage, strength. You don't have to wear any mask. Are you with me? So that children have no mask. And Jnani also has no mask. So from being a child, you have fallen into childishness. From childishness, you have to rise to become childlike. Jnani is childlike. unconscious innocence, childless. From that unconscious innocence, we become consciously ignorant. From that we have to move to conscious innocence. That is jnani. So it says, tesha jnani nityavaktaha yeka bhaktir vishishyate. So when you are in love, one has merged with another. So one and another, there is no difference. Now it has become one. The two has become one. When the two has become one, just like how you have no secret about yourself with yourself, there will be no secrecy. There is nothing to hide. You are just being yourself. So when you have become identified with the truth, you will just be yourself. And jnani, and when you are being yourself, you are so vulnerable, isn't it? And you are not bothered. Like a child may steal something from the neighbor's house and come running to her house, but she'll tell the mother, I just took it from the neighboring house. You are a thief, just that, in front of God. You understand? That is jnani. Absolutely no potential. He excels. Tesham jnani nityuktaha ekabhaktir vishishyate priyogi jnaninotyattam aham sacha mahapriyaha. Jnani is dear to me, I am dear to jnani. It's not that God is having some preferential attachment when he says he is dear to me and all of us are not dear. Dearness means he has become myself. He has become so close. We are also divinity, but we are in very mask. When the mask is removed, he becomes a dearest. So basically, spirituality is becoming unconditioned. Somebody says spiritual field, they condition, they brainwash you. We say yes, washing happens for sure, for the coloring that has already happened. The coloring that has already happened needs to be washed away. So, he says, Udana sarva evaite jnani tvatmaiva nemata. Noble indeed are all these, but jnani, the wise, I deem as verily myself. He has become one with me. There is no difference between jnani and me. Why? There is no more coloring. Totally unconditional. Asita sahi yuktatma mame vanuttamam kadeti. For steadfast in mind, he is established in me alone as the Supreme Guru. He has become one with me. He is rooted in me. He is not separate from me. Verse number 19. Bahu naam janmana mante, bahu naam janmana mante, jnana vama prapadyate, vasudeva sarvamite, vasudeva sarvamite, samahatma sudurlabha, samahatma sudurlabha, bahu naam janmana mante, jnana vama prapadyate, vasudeva sarvamite, samahatma. At the end of many births, Bahuna Janmanamante, the end of many, many births. You can understand it like at the end of many, many classes. At the end of many, many births, every minute we are being born. Birth is not just the birth of body. Science says every 7 years the cells are totally replaced. Isn't it? Every second you are being born, every second you are dying. A constant birth is happening, constant death is happening. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavanmam prapadyate. Krishna again and again talks about prapatti. In this verse also, in this chapter, already he said prapatti. If you want to talk about prakriti, you have to surrender to me. Verse number 14. Very same chapter. He said, I explained to you with big circle, medium circle, small circle. Small circle, to arm back the medium circle and to surrender to the big circle. Then the medium circle will be overcome. Otherwise, no. So, prapatti means surrender. So, he says, the man of wisdom reaches me, he has become one with me. One with me means there is no more personal motive. Bhagwan ka ichha, mera ichha. Jo aapka agya, mera bhagya. That's all. Thy will be done, not my will be done. Same thing Jesus Christ said. I explained to you with Bharat's example, right? We discussed Bharat's example, no? Huh? I'll go back and listen to that lecture if I did it. All of you will have to stand up on the page. I don't know if I said it. Obviously I don't remember. So, see, Bharat, he did not ask for the kingdom. Right? It came to him. He said, this is not mine, I'm not interested. It is Ram. Where Ram has to sit, I will not sit. So he went to Ram. He said, you go back and rule. Instead of you, I will fulfill this promise of being in the forest for 14 years. Right? This is what he told Ram. Lord Ram said, no, you go back and rule. So he said, if that is your wish, I will go back and rule. But you are only ruling through me. That is what he did by keeping the Paduka on the throne. Ram is ruling through me. That is the symbolism. Everything is being done by Ram. Tera na mera. You understand? That is Jnani. Jnani Bhakta. When you reach the highest Jnanam, you are Bhakta. Bhakti and Jnanam are not two different things. You see, Bhakti is not just loudly shouting and disturbing the neighborhood per se. That is not Bhakti. When you get the Jnanam, you become one with Bhagavan. So that's what he's saying here. Bharat, like he ruled, you are ruling through me. It is your vision. My wish is to be in the forest instead of you. But your vision? That I should go and rule. Okay, I'll rule. But I will not get that mamata that you are not ruling, I am ruling. You are ruling through me. Everything is your Rajya. It is always Rama Rajya. It is never my Rajya. You understand? So he says, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. At the end of you, first you initially say, I will do it. From Vivekananda puts it in a very interesting way. He says, when you are young, everybody says, he's an optimist. He's an optimist. Right? I don't believe in God and all that. Suddenly you're 30-year-old. The bowl of all sorts of things. Slowly you can meet there is God. How do you know that? So what he says is, when young everybody is an optimist. When they become old, they become pessimist. If you look at it, what they are trying to say, same thing Adi Chakra said in his own way. Ma Kuru Dana Jana Yavvana Garvam Harati Nimeshat Kalas. Dana means wealth. Jana means following. Yavana means youth. Don't have garvam, proud, don't be proud of all this. Dana jana yavana garvam. Harati nimeshat kalas. Understand? Just like it's gone. Fraction of second. So, in that, when you understand this, in the beginning you say, I can do it, I will achieve this, this everything has happened because of me. So much I've done, can I not do this? Nature will teach you. One day you will understand, I am not doing anything. Totality is true. I am just a spoke in the wheel of life. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Some Mahatma, he is Mahatma. ordinary atmas think I am the doer. Mahatma thinks मैंने कुछ नहीं करा. Not thinking, he functions like that.
Mahatma Sudurlabha. Sudurlabha means very rare, very difficult to find such a fellow.
Isn't it? To find a fellow like Bharat is not a joke. Isn't it? He was not at all in the picture. When he came back, they said, you are going to be crowned as the king. He said, get lost. Huh? It's incredible. And then even though he didn't personally wish to do that, because it is the wish of the Lord, he did it. In other words, your personal likes and dislikes should become one with the total likes and dislikes. That is team management. What is team management? Huh? Team management is what? Organization, family, country, world. It's a bigger circle. Me, chota circle. Do you mean? Chota circle ka ichcha should be aligned with bada circle ka ichcha. When that happens, like every part in the body, just doing what it ought to do, helping each other with no conflicts whatsoever. That is team. Team in action. Really. So he says that is jnani. And jnani has no personal ambitions. He may, if at all he has, if it's not in alignment with the Bhagavan Kaicha, he'll align according to the higher, he'll recognize his personal thing. That is jnani. Why? He understands Vasudeva Sarvanidhi. Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. So when you read these things, Bahuna, Dharmana, Arimava, many more years, don't think like that. You have already been struggling for many years. Why can't it be now? This end that he's talking about could be now. See, if you don't surrender right now, you say, I will understand and after 20 janmas I will surrender, your surrender will never happen. They say, in our culture, Subhasya Shikra. Subhasya Shikra means?
Now, immediately,
actually. Anything good, do it immediately. You feel like saying sorry, say it now. You feel like saying thanks, say it now. You understand? Don't wait. So the other fellow may not be there tomorrow. Or you may not be there to say that. You take things for granted. So therefore, if you understand it from that spirit, at the end of many janmas means you say now. The surrender can happen right now. And right now the darshan can happen. Somebody many years ago gave me this book called 1 Minute Wisdom. I think his name is Anthony Gemello, right? The author's name is Anthony Gemello. It's a very interesting book. Somebody gifted me this when I was studying in the academy in the early 90s. It's called 1 Minute Wisdom. Very, very interesting lines over there. In that, wisdom happens in a minute. When you, like he says, when you open your eyes, seeing happens in that moment. It's almost, as soon as you open your eyes, you see. It's instant, instantaneous. But you may take janmas to open your eyes. You can wake up a fellow who is genuinely sleeping. You can never wake up a fellow who is pretending to be sleeping. What's the ignorance of pretension? To jump into wisdom. That is why he keeps on praising Arjuna. Great man, great. Why he accepted his ignorance? He did not pretend.
To accept you need strength, courage. So, he says at the end of the river, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanamanma Pratyate. The moment you get Jnana, surrender happens instantly. Totally. Thereafter, I have no personal motive. Because I understand you get what you deserve, not what you desire. But you don't understand that, you'll go on skinning, planning, trying to desire. Yes, go into the big chakra. So the law says you get what you deserve, not what you desire. What you deserve, nobody can deny it from you. What you don't deserve, nobody can get it from you. It's impossible. So Jnani knows that. So he says, what the hell should I really worry about? So when you say you are a bhakta, when you say you are a Jnani, no worry should be there. When you come to Jnani's level, Jnani bhakta, Artarthi bhakta, Artha bhakta, Jignyasu bhakta, Jnani bhakta, Artarthi bhakta, thoda fear bhi hai. Artha bhakta ko bhi fear hai. Jnyasu bhakta ko bhi fear hai. Jnani bhakta koi fear nahi. Nature is trying to frighten me, but it is my own mother. Where am I getting scared? Your mother is putting a mask and coming and scaring you. You know mother is playing with you. So you are not scared. You are laughing. That is Jnani. Nothing to be scared of. So if there is bhakti, there is no bhaya. If there is bhaya, there is no bhakti. So in the ultimate bhakti I am talking about. Then ultimate bhakti is become one with me. There is no bhaya, absolutely. Bhaya and future are interrelated. Children have no fear of future. But we go on being scared of future. In our fear of future, we miss living in the present. So Jnani means one who lives in the present totally. Very rare, durlabha. To go and find such a fellow, very rare. Jignyasu you can find them. Intellectual interpretation, bhakti, 10,000 books they write. Going on writing. In the Kena Upanishad, fascinating line he says. The Guru Yashro Trena Nashruno Tiena Shro Kamidakum Shrutam Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi Nenam Yadidam Upasate. What does it mean? It is not what you hear, but what makes you hear, that is God, not what you people worship here. What does it mean? English translation of it.
What makes you hear what is God?
Start from the beginning.
Once again
I repeat. Okay. It is not what you hear, but what makes you hear is God. Not what you people worship here.
What is the meaning of God as it is? What is not from the current world is not what is God. But the origin is God. What makes you hear is the source, the origin.
What are you writing down in your notes? What are you hearing? So you are not writing the truth at all. Excuse me. It's very deep what you're saying. All the notes, all the scriptures are not the truth. Unbelievable languages. One of the highest things that has ever been said. We are all taking notes and notes.
Nandita Atri lectured in the US. When somebody transcribed his lectures, gave it to him, published it, he threw it in the ocean. Then truth doesn't require answering. You've collected words. What you hear, you are writing. But truth is beyond what you hear. It is not what you hear, what makes you hear. It's not what you understand, what makes you understand. It's not what you feel, what makes you feel. It's not what you see, what makes you see. Yat chakshu jana prakshati, yena chakshu bhumshi pasyati. Again, same tadeva brahmatvam vidhi nedam yadidam upasate. Means, it is not what you see, but what makes you see is God. Not what you people worship here, not what you people write down here. Not what you people talk about here, not what you people see. God is not an object of comprehension, it's a subjective apprehension. God ko dekhne ke liye antar aankhon se dekhna chahiye. Lekin you want to preserve your bahar ka eye, dekh nahi sakte. You should be ready to lose thyself. He who loseth his self for my sake shall find it, said Jesus Christ. Jab tak you are not interested to jump into the ocean, you are not going to get the pearl. You are only going to be at the periphery, and in periphery you only get pebble, chota mota shank, you understand, thoda sand. And you say, hey, so much sand he collected, less sand. What they say, you understand? And that jnani is not bothered. You understand? Jnani says, forget it. You understand? And he doesn't even come into this area. He's all alone. In one stroke, he finished all the scriptures. Amazing lines. In Gita also he says, one, if your intellect becomes perplexed by what you heard, we already did that in the second chapter. Shruti vit pratipannate. When your intellect goes stunned by what you heard, you have to go beyond Shruti. Shruti is what has been heard. Kenapraya says it is beyond what you hear, it is what makes you hear. What is the chapter that we are in? Jnana Vijnana Yoga. Jnana Vijnana Yoga means you should look in the direction that is being pointed. Not look at the board, signboard. Signboard, very nice. And you're decorating, puja. You understand? Signboard is showing you the direction. You're not going in the direction. Shruti is collection of words from the masters. Masters are talking about the truth which is beyond words. So Jnani has reached that state. Very rare. Very rarely you may give up wealth. You may give up asking for removing your distress also. But getting stuck to scripture is the biggest problem. Many of us, Vedas are saying this, okay, I am going to ask for Veda. I am not saying you should not go by Vedas, please. I am not saying this. Biggest headache.
What?
Biggest headache. My Veda. Hindus say my Veda. Christians say my Veda. Padam say Veda and Bible. And my Veda. Both my Vedas keep on fighting. And those who actually give Vedas, but they saying, my God, why did you give this? So he said, very rare, the Mahatma Sudurlaba. And a Kshatriya, for a Kshatriya, he always takes the challenge. When you throw a challenge at Kshatriya, he'll take it. Isn't it? Arjuna is a Kshatriya. Sudurlaba. Kshatriya, I'm not saying, okay, you yourself saying very difficult, so why should I try? He's not from South India. You understand? To talk like this. He's a Kshatriya. So he'll say, you know, Tatpala will start analyzing. Yourself are saying so difficult. Then why must I try, ma? I might as well not try. That is not what he's saying here. If it is difficult, I want to achieve that skill. A Kshatriya will say that. Isn't it? See, you see all these guys, you know, they will climb a mountain and they will not get anything better. It's a bada, eh? They want to climb that. If you tell them, oh no, this is not the highest peak. Acha, what is that? I want to go there too. Next. Are you with me? So he is talking to a Kshatriya. So he is telling Arjuna, Durlabha. He knows, because he said Durlabha, he wants to conquer that. And what he is saying in this whole portion is one of the most fascinating things in the entire Bhagavad Gita. What is he saying? If you see the context, Arjuna wanted to leave the battle and he wanted to go into the forest and be a beggar and all that. The philosophy can be summarized in a very simple way. Krishna is saying, he asked third chapter also, he asked fifth chapter also, he asked Arjuna. What did he ask? Is renunciation better or karma better? What did Lord Krishna answer? Karma. Why? I have given many explanations. Now another interpretation we will see. Not interpretation, little deeper. What is that? Why karma? The flowering of rose can only happen as rose. The flowering of jasmine can only happen as jasmine. The flowering of violet can happen only as violet. Violet, if it puts on an astral rose, it will never flower. If jasmine puts on an actor violet, it will never flower. When a warrior is in the battlefield, he is confronted with the 10 people and is single-handedly in the sword fight. As he is fighting, he is not thinking about whether he will get reward. He is in his mind, there is no hunger. In his mind, he is not thinking about his children, wife, nothing. He is not even thinking about winning. He is in a zone. He is in a state of renunciation. Your renunciation can happen to you in you being yourself only. For a Kshatriya, the renunciation will happen in the warfare. For a dancer, the renunciation will happen in dance. For a speaker, the renunciation will happen in speaking. Shreyan swadharmo vikunaha paradharma sunushtita swadharme nidhanam shreyaha paradharmo bayavaha. Verse number 35, chapter 3, he said, Shreyan swadharmo vikunaha. Vikunaha means devoid of merit. Shreya means better, best. Better to be in swadharma, even though it is devoid of merit. Devoid of merit means what? Once upon a time, if you knew how to repair a cycle, lot of merit. Because everybody was going in bicycle. You understand? If you are a bicycle shop, good money, so many bicycles you are repairing, lot of merit was there. In between, situation came, if you, bicycle shops were closing down, motorcycles were coming, cars were coming. Abhi vapas aa raha hai, bicycle. Everywhere you see, fellas are going in bicycle, each bicycle is 100,000, 200,000, the whole gear comes to almost a million rupees. You understand? Now slowly, slowly, bicycling is coming. So now again, if you open a bicycle shop, it's becoming good business. In other words, a merit, the merit keeps on changing. You understand? Sometimes they say size zero. Sometimes they say something else. This keeps on changing. You understand? So he says, Krishna says, don't go by all this nonsense. Okay? Just be in swadharma. Even if it is devoid of merit. Shreyan swadharma vikunaha paradharma swanushtita. Rather than being in paradharma. Even though paradharma may be very highly meritorious, considered. You understand? Then he says, swadharme nidhanam shreya. This is another line. Swadharme nidhanam. You know what is nidhanam means? Death. Better to die in swadharma. Swadharme nidhanam shreya. Paradharmo payavaha. Paradharma is fraught with fear. You understand? You are a rose, but you have put on so much of mark as a jasmine.
and instead you are so frustrated and constantly in tension that you will be exposed. You understand that stress and strain, and you are not happy. Lot of comfort are there. Jesus was sold for 30 silver coins by Judas Iscariot. So don't be a Judas Iscariot, says Krishna. Lord Krishna is saying, don't be a Judas Iscariot. Don't sell Jesus for 30 silver coins. Being yourself, 30 silver coin comes is fine. Even if one copper coin comes is fine. But be yourself no more. You understand? You, the moment a crocodile leaves water, it's finished. It's lost itself. It's weak. You being rose is through which you can flower. For a butcher, being when he is in butchering, the flowering happens. You see that. Otherwise, you come to modern morality. This is good, this is bad, this is being a butcher. For him, the flowering happens. Are you with me? So for you, karma is shreshta, whatever karma, because through that only for you renunciation can happen. Unless the renunciation superior was a like us jagat kaha kab pahunchega to be what? Karma, being yourself. Swamiji summarized the whole thing in a very nice way in the academy in a study. He doesn't quote this very often, I don't know why. But one of the most inspiring things, suddenly came up with this one day. He said, be yourself no more. Be yourself no more. Shreya Padamo Vigunaha Paradharma Purushita Sudharme Nidharam Shreya Paradharma Vayamaha. Is that line? Okay. Next, Karmani Eva Adhikaraha Mahabaleshu Kadachana. So he said, act, comma, not to achieve. Act, comma, not to achieve. Not to achieve doesn't mean don't achieve anything. Let your intention not be that. Just keep acting. Love, comma, not to be loved. Emotional level. Study, not to love. Study, comma, not to love. Unlove. He doesn't say unlove, you don't understand. Study, comma, not to love. Let the goal remain with the goal. You shall get there. Let the goal remain with the goal, you shall get there. Paramatma, when will you become Paramatma? When you are just being yourself. And being yourself, rose being itself in the garden. You tell the rose, why don't you come inside my house and be a plastic flower, you will be protected for 100 years, 1000 years. Rose says, no, I rather choose to be original flower in the garden, even though I am living only for 1 day or 2 days. I don't know how many days the rose will survive. You understand? Even though it is rare, it may survive for a week in winter, let us say. Still there is no guarantee, huh? What happens is heavy wind can throw it. Or some crow can come and pick on it. Or you may be looking at your beloved and plucking the flower, playing with it. It is so vulnerable. Being yourself no more. Right? But in being yourself, you are becoming one with Paramatma slowly. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha yoga ekabhaktir visishyate. He, I consider himself as me. The moment you come to that level, you are ready to become one with God. Krishna says, I have you become one with me now. But first, come to that level of being yourself. Throw all these masks. Yes. That's what he's saying here. At the end of many births, means after so much of experience, with little bit of reflections over the experiences, suddenly dawns on him. He says, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. He is doing everything. Unnecessarily, I am getting involved in thinking, I am doing it. Bhagwan has kept me here. I'm doing my own. Same thing, Emerson says in the poem, na? Mountain and the Squirrel. I consider it not a disgrace to occupy my place. All sorts of weather must be taken in together to make up a sphere and a ear. It is no disgrace to occupy my place.
self-esteem. Negativity must change hota hai na. The first time if you had a bicycle shop, you were considered as a great guy. Now, no merit. Now slowly merit is coming again. This is not getting to the chakra of the world thing. God has kept you in some position as a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahma, whatever it may be. In this there is no such thing as superior inferior. That superior inferior thing is man-made. But your original nature, if it is done to that. Vasudeva Sarvamiti thinking that to that. The Mahatma, become Mahatma, Sudurlabha, very rare to find. Now, gee, world is telling you, Mahatma is no big deal. Bhagavan himself is saying you are Mahatma. You want appreciation from the world as Bhagavan? You say, no, world is better. But really, Jnani says, if the world doesn't know me, it's okay. Like Robert Browning says in the poem, Antidote Chapter, less is more, you appreciate. Less is more. Some of the best poets, nobody knows. They did not compromise. They just, themselves, Shakespeare died out of penury. People published Shakespeare book and make money. Shakespeare did not act, but he just did not compromise. Nowadays, in the theaters, you know, this Shakespeare drama and all these things come. The fellow who act in that may become millionaires. Shakespeare didn't make any money. Same thing, I quoted Ken Upanishad. None of us know who gave Ken Upanishad. He didn't bother. In the very same Upanishad he said, Anya Devasat Vinitatato Avinitatati Iteshushur Mapurvesham Enat Satyata. That's how we heard from our masters. So who? He didn't give his name. Saying all these things, he said, that's how I heard from my master. It's his own, he is realized so himself. He doesn't arrogate it. He says, my master. Anya Devata, I have heard from my master. This Shushruma Purvesha, I have heard from my master. Ena Chajyata Shakshi. So you, he didn't bother. I don't know, somebody may write, going on writing a lot of interpretations of Upanishads, making so much money. So that man didn't even bother to put his name. Less is more. Less is more. Why? Like a rose, choosing to be a rose, not a plastic glass. In compromising our original nature, the stress begins. The so-called civilization, I'm not blaming civilization, the so-called civilization is making us compromise ourselves. So the very civilization needs to be questioned whether it is civilization or not. In the name of civilization, slowly we have forgotten to breathe the natural air. Totally 24 hours air condition. Isn't it? Is that civilization? Bahunam Janmanam Ante, suddenly one fellow questions that. Is it civilization? Ask yourself, in the name of civilization, anything that takes you far away from the truth, would you call that civilization? What kind of civilization? When does the stress begin? When you have yourself no stress. The moment you becomes something else, first begins. I explained, you know, you call your children because Guruji is coming to stay in your house to give lecture for 10 days, okay, on Bhagavatam. Saptaha, 7 days lecture on Bhagavatam. So Guruji is coming for 7 days. One day before he'll come, one day later he'll leave, so totally 9 days. Okay, so you tell, please. Behave yourself. You tell your children, means what? They are not nothing wrong with them. They're normal, you understand? They're going about in their shops, normally behaving. Suddenly you say, no, pajama kurta, no, please for my sake, you understand? So they say, okay. So they wear pajama kurta, get up early in the morning, they're waiting 1 day, 2 days. Next day, Guruji says, can open his churukuru? Just my God, man, another 7 more days that I don't got. Because you are not being yourself. What is stress? If you are stressed, someday you are compromised. Please have a question. For the want of 30 silver coins, you are selling Jesus Christ. From within. That's what it means. So, even though it may be a rare phenomenon, try to be a rare phenomenon, coming, bringing yourself to that absolute innocence, but that doesn't happen. Very rarely it happens. So he continues. Already he said that kind of people very rare. So now he started talking about who you can find commonly everywhere. Kama is saitai hrita jnana. Because of jnana being overpowered by desires, their desires have been overpowered. Their desires have overpowered the wisdom. So he says, those deprived of wisdom means what? Wisdom sabka andar hai. Coating ho chuka hai. Na? Blanket, inside is 1000 watts bulb. But you are covered with 25 or 35 or 55 thick black blankets. So what is there? Nothing. So that's what he's saying. Those deprived of wisdom, what do they do? Approach other gods. You know, you want knowledge? You want to pass exam? Saraswati puja. You want wealth? Lakshmi puja. Huh? You want shakti, strength? Durga. Hear me. Artati, Artha, Jignasu is talking about. Right? Variety is open. This is what you find too much. Always. That's why it's called precious. No? Diamond is called precious because it's rarely found. It's found everywhere. Right? Like charcoal. Both are carbon. But charcoal is more available. So it doesn't have that much value. But diamond has more value. Why? Because it's rarely available. So he is now talking about what is commonly available. What is that? Those who are having too many desires, according to their desires, they go and surrender to what? That respective god or goddess. Right? And they follow meticulously the methods. If you do some puja, then they say, all continuous days you have to get up and do this. All the sorts of things will be there, you know. First thing you have to get up from the left side, not right side. I don't know, something like that. So you will, you know, get up only from the left. You will do all that, right? But he says, through various desires, resorting to corresponding rites. In other words, he is not saying, just simply because you surrender to some other god, things happen. According to that, you also follow action. Simply do Lakshmi Puja. Nothing will come to your cash box. Lakshmi puja karke, wo mehnat karna chahiye, wo karenge, to aayega. You understand? That's what he's saying here. Those deprived of wisdom approach other gods through various desires, resorting to corresponding rites that they have to do. they themselves, and they do that, led by their own nature. Vasana, desire, that is their vasana, led by their own. Pantam niyama mastaya. So he says, prakritya, by nature, prakriti. So what happens there? Atarthi goes to Kuber. Well, if you want income tax exemption, you have to go to finance department. Don't go to agriculture department. Agriculture department is also part of the same government. Okay? Defense ministry is also part of the same government. But if you want income tax exemption, you have to go to income tax department, which is under finance department. So what do you want? At least you be clear there. At least that much you be clear. You understand? And next thing you be clear. Having gone to that department doesn't mean they'll simply give you. If you are having what? When will they give you income tax exemption?
In 11 papers.
If not just papers, if you deserve, you are doing that work which deserves, which comes under the category that can be called as something which comes under that, then they give you. So if you go to the department, then you fulfill the conditions, then the department sanctions that. That's what he's saying. Similarly, the government of world is being run by Paramatma. Okay? Ishwara. Ishwara is the Prime Minister in India, President in America. You understand? Powerful. That Ishwara, as far as the world is concerned, he is running it with various gods and goddesses, as it were. Right. So what these people do according to their desire? If they want children, a particular god, the particular rights, then they think it will come. They work according to their nature. That's all he says. And this is what you find too much in the world. You do that puja, 70,000 people come. You do this puja, 10,000 people come. But 10 people just be yourself, nobody comes. You have to be yourself only to talk, alone. That is why nobody talks. Ramana Maharshi never spoke. You read the fellow tells me to be myself. Most difficult. Just being yourself has become so difficult. What is this question? This thing about loneliness. 2 minutes if you get a time, suddenly you will make a phone call. Because you are such a boring person that you can't be just be yourself. Just to be with yourself, you're not able to. Because it's boring. Are you such a, if you are such a boring fellow, that fellow who is waiting, whom you are calling, him is wishing, my God, this fellow is calling me. I don't want to answer this phone. So, are you such a boring personality that you can't just be comfortable with yourself? So, let kamai tai tai hata jnana. Jnana has been overpowered by desire. So what do they do? They go to that particular devata and ask. Now Krishna is not criticizing them. Krishna is saying, through that I help them to come to me. He's going to say that now. Yo yo yam yam tam bhakta ha. Yo yo yam yam tam bhakta ha. Shraddhaya chitu vichyati. Shraddhaya chitu vichyati. Tasya tasya jalam shraddha. Tasya tasya jalam shraddha. Tameva vidadhamyaham. Tameva vidadhamyaham. Yo yo yam yam tam bhakta ha. Shraddhaya chitu vichyati. Tasya tasya jalam shraddha. Tameva vidadhamyaham. Yo yo yam yam tam bhaktaha. Whatever form a devotee seeks to worship, means what? Whichever devata they worship according to their nature. But what? He is coming with what? See, shraddha. Shraddha is coming with shraddha. What shraddha?
faith.
Whenever I talk about Shraddha, what should come to your mind? A story. What story? An old lady who walked with an umbrella when they were doing yajna for the you know, kingdom. I mean, this is not your first class. I mean, please don't look at me. I forget many things.
So maybe
that's why we keep repeating. Yeah, if you go and listen to all my classes, there will be so many repetitions. Gita also has so many repetitions. Because at the end of the day, philosophy is this much only. You understand? Yeah, I'm repeating, don't worry. I have to come to that story. The story is, in a kingdom they had no rain for many years. So somebody suggested, let us do yajna. We do yajna, rain will come. So then somebody who knows how to do yajna should be called. So they called the person who will perform yajna. So he came, he said, the king, he told the king, I will do the yajna on the seashore. All of you assemble on this day. You keep everything ready. These are the things I need. But he put one condition. That day, I will not start the yajna till I see one person walks in with a shraddhit shraddha. So everybody assembles, king also comes, we will not start. So obviously king understood that according to the priest, I am not having shraddha. After some time, suddenly he says, hello, let us start. So everybody turns to see who's come. An old lady walks in with an umbrella. You are doing the yajna for rain, na? So if you are shraddha, you will come with umbrella. Because it will rain, then I need to go back. So that is what he is saying. What he is trying to say that is, it's a very fascinating thing. Exam is there. Suddenly too much prayer begins. And then you go to, and what is very interesting thing happens. The belief, what is the belief? If I have told my request to Bhagavan, Bhagavan will make sure that I pass or I get 80 or 90. So abhi kya ho gaya? In your mind, you are confident that it's going to happen. The moment that confidence aa gaya, then will you be worried about it? The moment you drop the worry, what will happen? You start free flowing. When you free flow, things come. This is what secret book says. What is secret? Secret book is not saying simply sit down and pray, everything will come. This is what it is. The beauty that prayer has is, the prayer takes away your chinta. Fun ke baare mein jo worries hai, it's gone, it's shraddha. So then you go back home freely and you start doing what you have to do, preparing. You understand? And then, now comes what you believe that you can get, you achieve. You believe, you pray to God, 80. So you believe that I can come up to 80, you get 80. Same thing, if you believe you can get 100, you will get 100. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta. Whatever form our devotee seeks to worship, with Shraddha, I make that Shraddha of his unswerving. I make the Shraddha of his unswerving means, whether the fellow goes to finance department asking for income tax exemption, or he goes to agriculture department asking for income from agriculture and all that, or some seeds, new seeds, all that should be given in subsidy. Wherever you may be putting your application, finally the application is approved by whom? Prime Minister. But through whom? That respective minister. Isn't it? That particular application of yours is sanctioned, if conditions are fulfilled, sanctioned through that particular minister by the Prime Minister. In finance ministry, the finance minister sanctions. But who is actually done? Government of India. Ishwara does it. The fal dene wali kun hai? Me. Says Krishna. You understand? I am only giving you. I suck the fellow. The moment he has that faith to turn towards God and ask, who doesn't think that he is everything? Who is ready to put his effort? Please understand, first 6 chapter is Jiva Swarupam Jiva Prayatnam. Middle sixth chapter is what? Ishvara Swarupam, Ishvara Anugraha. Don't forget this. We have now started the middle sixth chapter, seventh chapter we are in. Jiva Swarupam means what? Individual's true nature. Then Jiva Prayatnam means individual effort. इंडिविजुअल उनका एफर्ट करना चाहिए लेकिन वो इंडिविजुअल एफर्ट विल बेनिफिट ओनली विद ईश्वर अनुग्रह तो ईश्वर स्वरूप यू ऑलरेडी सेड हायर प्रकृति लोअर प्रकृति लोअर प्रकृति इज भूमि आपा नल कम मनो वायु बुद्धि अहंकार ऑल दैट वी सी दिस ऑफ राइट फोर्थ एंड फिफ्थ वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर यू ऑलरेडी स्पोक अबाउट नाउ जीव स्वरूप के बाद ईश्वर स्वरूप के बाद ईश्वर अनुग्रह सो ही इज सेइंग आई एम द वन हु इज गिविंग द फ्रूट टू दैट रिस्पेक्टिव देवता सो व्हाट हैपेंड लाइक अ चाइल्ड इन द बिगिनिंग चाइल्ड डजंट नो एनीथिंग चाइल्ड डजंट नो दैट मदर इन फैक्ट इवन विदाउट चाइल्ड क्राइंग मदर इज going to give milk. But a mother knows it's 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever the time is, now I have to give milk. But child thinks, unless I cry, mother will not give me milk, so it cries. The child slowly grows. Then child knows, I don't have to cry. My mother keeps the breakfast ready, my clothes ready, my this ready, my that ready, stops asking. So from artati, artha, jignasu, so it becomes jnani. Asking gives jaga. So therefore asking he doesn't criticize. Asking with the faith slowly comes to not asking. But in our case it is not coming only. When is that not asking going to come? I don't know. You understand? Without asking, the nature kept you alive in your mother's womb with all the nutrition that needs to come to you. Why have you lost that? Have you become so ignorant, more ignorant than you were in the womb? But you have asked, oh God, give me this, give me that. So that is what he is saying. I will not. So I use that faith of his, that shraddha will slowly that shraddha will make him come to that level where he will not ask. Not out of ego, there is nothing to ask. That's what he is saying. So if you are in artarthi level, continue. Artarthi will become jnani one day. Artarthi will become jnani one day. Jnanyasu will become jnani one day. Because he knows. He is not asking because I am asking. He is a giver. Giving is his nature. All I need to do is, I have to deserve to receive it. To receive it, I have to be ready. It's like, it's being transmitted. But my receiver has to be tuned in to receive that particular frequency, channel. Transmission, more constantly, 24 hours channels are going on. My system is not being tuned in. So if you understand that, you will start getting involved, not getting involved, getting interested in tuning yourself. Not in asking. So when you don't get it, what do you understand? Abhi tak mera tuning paka nahi hua. Thoda aur tune karna chahiye. It is impossible that I will not get it. Nahi hua toh. Tuning aur pata karna chahiye bas. There is no question of getting angry with God. You understand? So I go for tuning myself. It's one of the most fascinating things that Krishna says. So I am the Ishwara. I am giving the phal. I am the phaladata. But it comes to you through that respective devata. When it will come, when you fulfill the conditions, so therefore people who are in the beginning in our shastra they say first to become clear as to what you want. सादा क्या है, व्हाट डू यू वांट, बी क्लियर एंड आस्क, सो डोंट बी अशेम्ड. यू नो दैट डजंट मीन यू बिकम बिगर. आस्क एंड डू द करेस्पॉन्डिंग एक्शन, इट कम्स. सो दैट इज व्हाई दे से टू गेट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम द यूनिवर्स इज ईजी. Like breathe. If you breathe in, the lungs will fill with oxygen, provided the lungs are
empty.
You will see the lungs full and then you want to breathe, nothing will go in. You understand? It's simple. You know? Really keep on giving, receiving. Keep on giving, receiving. Keep on giving, receiving. It happens naturally. And Rami knows this. He doesn't ask for anything. He knows if he wants, he will get it. Remember the story that followed? The sannyasi, the actual story that happened, I told you. The gentleman shared with me in Ananda's part, I told him. He went to the Ananda for the first time. Not Ananda, Himalaya. The sannyasi asked for bhiksha. In the morning, he is 60 years ago, 5 rupees he had, immediately gave it. He, after some time, came back, found his man somewhere and gave back some 4 crore rupees. No, Swamiji, it was wrong for you. I asked for breakfast. What you gave, that 50 paisa jo kaya, this is actually a witness. Theek hai? So, baki you keep. No, but you will need for lunch and all. God sent you for my breakfast, no? You think he will not send somebody for lunch if I am hungry? And if he doesn't send anybody, that means he wants me to go through hunger.
मन तू काहे घबरा, तेरे साथ बिहारी है.
ब्यूटिफुल भजन प्रेमा पांडुरंग सिंह जी ना, शी सिंग्स दिस भजन, दैट्स टू लाइन.
रे मन तू काहे घबरा, तेरे साथ बिहारी है.
इफ यू कम टू दैट काइंड ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस, यू आर ज्ञानी. But to come to that kind of confidence, I encourage this. This is also prescribed in our Veda. Because if you come to that, that itself will bring you. Continue, continue, continue. Never discourage. Don't criticize those people. That's not the way. Then, you see, just by shouting at the child, don't cry. A child will never become adult. You understand? Child will stop crying. What is that? This is what happens, you know. All sorts of things goes on. Women can cry. Men cannot cry. So all men without crying die of heart attack. Suppressing their... I'm not saying all men go out and cry now. This is nonsense, you understand? Suppress the thing. So Veda, you are at that level. So for them also, something is different. From that level, child has to slowly grow. You understand that you will never criticize. But what Mahatma sometimes when they very forcefully say, they are not trying to stifle the child. They are seeing the child which has been crying for too long, which is not understanding. So at that time, maybe child requires a little bit of whipping. So they little bit whip. Sometimes.
How long come and continue crying? Still you have not understood? And without crying, it will come.
You know? That place. Because you are refusing to grow from children stage. Because acha hai, I don't have to go to work. Everything is provided. One tight slap, you understand, you better go to work. That's sometimes some Mahatmas teasingly put it across like that, only for that reason, not for any other reason.
कायेन वाचा
कायेन
वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैवा
बुद्ध्यात्मना वा
रक्ते स्वभावा
करोमि यद्य
सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.